I will see you there.
Free Talk Live, we're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Actually, the lines are loaded up now. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, Chris?
I was wanting to change the subject to religion.
By all means.
I was wondering what you, Ian, think happens to you when you die. Like, what happens to, I don't know, just what happens
well,
to
you? I mean, if you probably either get cremated or put in the ground somewhere.
Do you believe in souls?
I don't really believe in anything that hasn't been scientifically proven. So, I mean, while a lot of those concepts that are out there are kind of nice, like, you know, the idea of coming back as something else or floating around in the ether, I mean, you know, that's all nice and everything, but there's certainly no evidence to support it.
What about consciousness?
Like, feel like I'm conscious right now, but I'm pretty sure that after blood stops flowing to my brain, that will all go away. Does that answer your question?
Well, not really. you just think it's just nothing, huh? Like, poof.
Yeah, that's what I think. What do you think?
I think in the magic thing, you know, like dreams. I think it's probably going to be similar to a dream.
That'd be pretty cool, where you get to dream for the rest of eternity. That'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we'll all find out someday, huh?
Yes, we will.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Mark, what's your opinion on the whole after-death thing? As a man who doesn't actually believe in the Jesus God, but you do believe in some sort of God, you go to the Unitarian Universalist Church, what is Mark's belief system on this one?
I think that we are spiritual creatures having a physical existence.
Mm-hmm.
I think that largely we chose to come, you know, to this earth to experience what there is to experience here.
Hmm.
And we'll take away little lessons in the same way that we all go to the movies. Many of us go to the movies. Some people don't go to the movies.
Uh-huh.
And probably there are some spiritual creatures out there that decide not to become humans and have the experience. But I think that it's pretty much for entertainment purposes. If you, if you're a very powerful being, you need some challenges to make existence worthwhile.
So you're saying that that we're all some sort of ethereal, spiritual
moviegoers,
masses, you know, some sort of spiritual existence that we can sort of create avatars for ourselves, like in the world Second Life, almost, except in the real world that we currently live in. Is that sort of what you're saying?
Yes.
We've signed what is essentially a some sort of an agreement to embody a persona, a person on the face of the earth.
I'm not sure that you've signed any agreements, but okay.
Well, now, I'm just trying to understand this. So when you become a person, you're sort of in it for the whole life, right? You can't cut and run early.
I suppose you could, but you would have to kill off your person and
kill yourself.
Probably don't know what's going on in the process.
Right.
I mean, I don't think my spiritual being knows that there's a difference between the real world and, mm-hmm. and what's going on with him. And, by the way, I don't think of this. I realize I just made all this up. I get
right
that.
Now? Like,
no, not just now. But I've made it all up for myself.
Okay.
And I'm not willing to kill anyone over this religion.
Right.
It's just something that I believe.
That's just your belief system.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Sure, right. Now, do other spiritual beings decide they want to be kitty cats? And doggies?
They may very well. I don't know.
What about ants?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you. I wouldn't think that there's a lot of fun and excitement in being an ant, but then again, I wouldn't know.
I also wouldn't think there's a lot of fun and excitement in being a person in many places in the world. I mean, you know, if you live in Ethiopia, for instance,
no,
doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me.
I disagree with that. I think that people, for instance, people are happy and sad and having a good time in Ethiopia and Eritrea and wherever it is that you decide over there. You know, the stuff that you're surrounded by does not dictate your happiness.
I'm sure there are some people that aren't having. I mean, I'm sure there are some people in Ethiopia that are having a good time. Then there are a lot of other people that are starving. Mark, I don't know if you could really say that's a good time.
I'm not sure that everybody in Ethiopia is starving these days, but
I'm just pulling that country out of my.
You're saying a place, you know, why would someone choose to be in a place of suffering?
I don't think that. I mean, maybe it's just like a random Russian roulette sort of thing.
Why do you
might get to suffer? You might get to have a nice life in America.
Why do some people go to horror films, and why do some people go to dramas?
Hmm.
To feel those feelings that they don't have in their real life.
Yeah. It's interesting, Mark. I'd never heard you explain your position on the whole life after death.
And you don't
concept.
Care much, really.
If I didn't care, I wouldn't have asked. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom in New Hampshire. Hello.
What if somebody doesn't like stuff that you're saying on the air? So they send some armed goons to go and attack your studio.
I'm expecting it sometime.
And so they want to grab you and tie you up and force you into a vehicle and drive off with you. Do you have the right to fight back?
I understand where you're coming from on this, Tom.
Armed goons? Yes, you have the right to fight back against somebody who sends armed goons to kidnap you.
Yeah, now, the fact that they're not there because of stuff you said on the radio that they don't like, but because of their government doesn't happen to like the kinds of drugs that somebody is selling, mm-hmm. does not in any way diminish the person's right to fight back.
I would like to say there are no drugs being sold from out of this studio at this time.
That's all well and good, but if somebody is trying to grab people and handcuff them and force them into a patrol car against their will and haul them off to the government's jail just because the government does not happen to like the kinds of drugs the person is selling, then the people are entitled as a matter of inherent natural right. No matter what it says on any documents manufactured by the hostile government, they're entitled to fight back. And this is the right that I've always been talking about, that some people claim they have trouble understanding because maybe they...
Oh, I gotta say, I understand completely what it is you're saying. In the real world, one person...
It just won't work.
In the real world, one man is no better than another man. All men are created equal, and therefore these men don't have the right, as long as you haven't harmed anybody else, to shove you into a police car because they don't like what it is that you said. Unfortunately, the other side of the real world is that the men that have badges are allowed to do those things because of what most people believe. Most people falsely believe that those men have authority. They don't really. They're just men with guns. But because they believe that, you'll look like the bad guy if you fight back against them. So the only way that you can preserve your reputation is by putting up with their crap and then fighting back via nonviolent methods later on. So I sympathize with what you're saying. I really do, Tom. It's just that it's just not practical in today's world with people in America thinking what they think about government and the concept of authority.
Let me express one other angle about all of this, and that is that if freedom fighters were to tell the government and make it clear to the government that they are going to kill 10 cops every night until the government calls off the war on drugs and releases all of the POWs, and if the government chooses at that point to wait a week, then the government is choosing to lose 70 cops.
Now, hold on a second, Tom. Before we go any farther on this, I get where you're coming from. What if, I mean, it at the very least, it makes more sense to me that if you're going to go after the government and get them to, back off whatever stance it is, why not go after the government and go after the elected officials as opposed to the cops? I mean, the cops are just there enforcing the laws, right?
They're just committing the violence. All they're doing is going out and committing the unprovoked violence.
You know, Tom, your approach it works. And for instance, over in Iraq, they've threatened the insurgents have threatened the police, and the police won't show up to work as a result of that. So there's certainly a time and there's certainly a place for tactics like that. I don't think we're at that time or that place right now. But I appreciate the call. Thank you for it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. I think that we need to use nonviolent resistance methods. We need to use civil disobedience. That there's still a chance that the political process can work. It seems to be working here in New Hampshire. And if you initiate force against the cops, it's just going to come back at you tenfold, and you're going to lose your life. It just doesn't make sense.
Remember Carl Draga.
800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD,
books, music,
instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronic,
photo,
cell phone,
office product,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supply,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features for free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over a quarter of a million posts, serious issues, and fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
This segment of the show is brought to you by SACL CAI. if you've got any kind of collections issues, if you work in a medical department or a bank and you have any kind of control over the collections, you should give SACL a call. They do collections in a completely different manner. They are much more likely to talk to the person. They don't go out and break legs or anything like that. So if you have any interest in or have any questions about collections, early out billing, or charged off receivables, that's kind of money just sitting out there, those charged off receivables. It can be a real gold mine for a company. So call SACL at 1-800-544.
If they hire SACL, you mean?
Yeah. 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
As we go to the phones, to the phone, Will in Hawaii on the Amplifier line. Hello, Will.
Hey. First of all, good job on that SACL spot, Mark.
What's on your mind, Will?
Well, before I get into the reason why I called, I just wanted to respond to Tom calling earlier.
Yeah.
And even though I agree that you absolutely have the right to fight back against some armed goons that come after you, if you're a freedom advocate and you're trying to spread freedom, then before you go attacking them, you should probably think about what the consequences of that are in terms of if education of the public is important to you at all, which I think absolutely is, because you can't just bring about freedom with just a small group of people. You have to get the rest of the public on our side. Then if you go attacking them, you're going to look like a crazy person. And
exactly.
You're going to be counterproductive, I think.
And you'll probably end up getting your head cracked in.
That too.
So what's on your mind, Will?
Well, I wanted to actually have a question for Mark.
Mm.
I don't have health insurance, and I think you're also in the same situation, Mark.
Well, I've recently gotten health insurance through the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it's really catastrophic health insurance. It doesn't cover, you know, bumps and bruises and things like that. It has to cost me a lot of money before the insurance kicks in.
Right. So for standard maintenance care or whatever, for all practical purposes, you don't have health insurance, right?
Correct.
And I think you mentioned in the past that when you've gone into a dentist or a doctor, you've been able to negotiate a better rate because you haven't had insurance.
It's happened to me several times, yeah.
Okay. How would you recommend I go about doing that, getting a better rate?
Haggling tips from Mark Edge.
You know, I usually take the self-employed poor route, which is, hey, you know, I don't have health insurance, and I was just wondering if there's any kind of discount for cash or anything like that. That's one of the things I ask right away. Is there a cash discount before I even get into the office? And oftentimes
when you're on the phone with them.
Yeah, and often they'll say things like that. And then when I have the doctor in there, I'll mention to them, you know, I don't have any insurance. If they're, you know, looking for a prescription or something like that, I'll be like, I don't have any insurance, so, you know, let's try to keep this down to the bare minimum. You know, I'm not looking for a whole bunch of expensive tests. I'm not looking to spend a bunch of money on name brand drugs here.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be healthy when this is all done. I just want this problem taken care of. And usually what that means is they'll give you sampler drugs that they have in the cabinet as opposed to writing your prescription, which is nice. And, you know, they'll often will knock some cost off of the visit, too.
You know, it never hurts to ask. I mean, in any situation, whether it's health insurance or health care, rather, or just going down to a farmer's market and buying some fruit, there's a lot of products and services that, while you may think the price is firm, are open to negotiation. I mean, the fact is, if they don't negotiate with you, in many cases, you could always take your business someplace else. And so it's either, you know, do they want your business bad enough to reduce their price, or are they okay? Are they just going to say, no, that's okay, we'll pass? In which case, I mean, that could happen too. But if you don't ask for the discount, it's a 100% guarantee you'll definitely not get it.
That's true.
Will, any other thoughts?
No, that's it. Thanks very much.
Thanks for the call, and good luck with your negotiation. 800-259-9231. You know, I've got a story where I was actually turned down on my questioning about a price, which I was pretty shocked that I was turned down on this one because
okay.
It was such a minor incident. You know, normally I will pay face value for most things if it seems to be a reasonable price. And
mm-hmm.
So I went to have, you know, up here in New Hampshire, you've got two sets of tires, right? I mean, that's the way you should have things. You've got your summer tires and your winter tires. And so I went
in. Good advice. Take it from somebody whose car got wrecked last winter.
Both of our cars actually got wrecked.
Yeah, that's true.
Although mine wasn't really during the winter. Anyway, so we've got we had the winter tires on. It was time to put the summer tires on. So I went down to this place, and I might as well name them, Tire Warehouse. It's a fairly large, I guess, northeastern chain. And this is the place that put the tires on originally. So I, of course, thought to take it to them to swap the tires.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty easy job, right? Because I've got my tires on the wheels.
On rims, right.
On the rims. So you don't have to actually take the tire off and put it on the same set of rims. I've got a set of rims for each of my sets of
tires. All you have to do is pop the lugs off.
Right.
Put it on. It's already balanced and mounted.
And so it's an easy job for a tire jockey. For me, I'm a little wimp, and I don't like doing things like that, so I'll pay someone to do it. And I went in there, and they said, $44 or whatever. And so I was sitting there waiting, and I decided to go out for a little walk. And as I was walking down Main Street here in Keene, I came across a brand-new tire facility called Cheshire Tire. Now, this is a local store. And apparently a store had been around for like 50 years. They finally upgraded to a brand new sort of warehouse style location. Walked in, just a nice brand new store with a really nice waiting area, whereas at the other place you have to sort of sit up against a wall and it's awful. And so I went in there and said, hey, I've got four tires and I'm waiting to get swapped out down the road. What would you guys charge for that job? Oh, we'd do it for $10 a tire. So it was $4 less, right? And so I said, okay, great. And I walked out, walked back down the street to a tire warehouse. They still hadn't gotten to my vehicle yet. So I went and I said, hey, your competition down the street said they would do the same job for $40 instead of $44, which is what they quoted me. And the guy looked at me, and he said, well, if they'll do it for $40, then that's great. And I don't remember that was a paraphrase of what he said, but okay, yeah. They can have it. And I said, huh, I was pretty shocked by that. I thought for sure, $4? I mean, all you're talking about is a tire jockey throwing some tires around. You wouldn't knock $4 off of the price to keep my business?
Apparently not.
I didn't, you know, knock him over the head with that or anything. I said, okay, well, give me my $44 back then. And I took my vehicle down to this other place and had them do the job, and I saved a few bucks. In fact, actually,
how long did you wait once you got there?
It wasn't long. It was like another 40 minutes or something. But it wasn't long. And also, I think that the place I went to is probably going to be more honest with me because they came back and said, oh, you've already got those on wheels. That'll be an even cheaper job. So I ended up only paying like $6 a tire or something like that. And I know those guys at the other place, those shady guys, they would have charged me the $44, not said a word, and I'd have been out the door. So it never hurts to ask. It never hurts to shop around. It never hurts to try to get a better deal because there's always one out there waiting for you.
Oh, I'm not sure the other place is shady, but you know they have their price.
I got a feeling from those guys. I always sort of felt like they were. I always feel like tire guys are shady.
Why?
I don't know. There's something about the guys that are in the tire business that whether it's tire. What's the one down in Florida? Tire. Kingdom. Tire Kingdom down in Florida. I always got a shady feeling from those guys, too.
I think they're just paranoid.
They're trying to sell you crap you don't need, that sort of thing. There's a lot of that stuff in the automotive business. More of the way, it's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Picture this. You're in the final round of So You Want to Be a Millionaire. Regis says, what percentage of Americans think of their cars as members of the family? When we come back, I'll tell you. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scott Shop towel. Scott Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scott Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Okay, Reg, 25% of us Americans agree. We keep one of our kin in the garage. Yes, according to a survey by Goodyear, a quarter of us think of our cars as family, and two-fifths pamper our cars more than ourselves. Pretty smart, because pampered cars last longer, drive better, and cost less in maintenance, leaving lots of the jackpot left over for you. By the way, congratulations! Now that you're a millionaire, you'll just be considered eccentric when, like 60% of us, you talk to your car. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com, that shrine. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. I mentioned this story over the weekend. We didn't have a chance to get to it, and I wanted to make sure we covered it. It's from wired.com. It's about a new game coming out called Manhunt 2. And as Wired puts it, gamers will never get to play Manhunt 2. In fact, sometime this year, you might be putting a disc labeled Manhunt 2 into your Nintendo Wii or PlayStation 2 and stepping into the shoes of Daniel Lamb, a mental patient who has to escape an insane asylum by killing the guards in the most gruesome manner possible. But that game won't be the game that the creators originally intended. See, the developer, Rockstar Games, which, if you've paid any attention to video games in the last decade, is the company that is most notable for bringing you Grand Theft Auto 3 and its following iterations. So this is probably the most controversial gaming company of our recent time.
They're Rockstars, after all.
Anyway, Rockstar had the code polished and ready for a July ship date, but was forced to slam on the brakes when the Entertainment Software Ratings Board, or ESRB, gave Manhunt 2 a rating of Adults Only, or AO, which is the game industry's equivalent of an NC-17 movie rating.
And largely, the major retailers just simply won't carry it, if that's the case, right?
In fact, not only will retailers not carry it, but neither Sony or Nintendo allow adults-only related titles to be released on their hardware. And most retailers refuse to stock the games. As a result, creators whose games get an adults-only rating usually trim back the content or decline to release the product. And I think it's sad, but, you know, that's how the marketplace has responded. The government hasn't actually mandated any of this stuff yet.
It's just threatened it.
Yeah, and that the only reason the rating system exists is because the government threatened their own mandatory system. Manhunt's ratings, and they continue to threaten it, by the way, it's sort of looming on the horizon. Manhunt's ratings woes, which Rockstar announced to the public, is the first visible sign of a shift in the way video games are rated that's unfolding largely behind the scenes. In the wake of increased attacks on the industry by politicians, the industry-run ESRB and overseas groups have been awarding de facto NC-17 ratings to content that would warrant an R or PG-13 if it were found in a movie instead of a game. The ESRB reports about a dozen cases in the past 5 years in which it issued the adults-only label for violence. Nobody has heard of them, because each game was held back and then quietly watered down to win a lower rating. In countries like Britain, the problem is even clearer. There, the board that rates video games and films is under the auspices of Parliament, and Manhunt 2 has been de jure banned. Selling that game to anyone in Britain is illegal.
Hmm.
Game designers are feeling the chill. Developers at Sega, working on the upcoming Condemned Bloodshot, say the Manhunt controversy caused them to remove some content from their game. And Al Lowe, the creator of Leisure Suit Larry, that franchise, says that one of his naughtier classic games was left out of a recent collector's edition package because of concerns that the ESRB would give it an adults-only rating.
Well, the adult...
It was rated M in 1996.
Whatever, NC-17, that's the rating for movies,
mm-hmm.
That's really only put into place if there's, penetration in the movie, right?
No. Actually, I was just reading something about an NC-17 rating. I don't remember what movie it was for. It was for some, I think it was Ang Lee's newest film. Anyway,
I don't know who that is.
Apparently, he's the guy that directed Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, made a splash at the box office a few years ago. Anyway, apparently, they actually have some sort of number of pelvic thrusts that you cannot show in a sex scene in a movie. So, no, penetration is not necessary. I'm sure penetration will get it, but as far as even if you're just showing two bodies writhing together, if someone thrusts his pelvis more than X number of times, and nobody really knows what X is, apparently the ratings board does, or the
secret,
the MPAA, apparently they have a number, but if you thrust your pelvis too many times, NC-17.
It doesn't seem like it would be too difficult to figure out this number. You release a movie with 20 pelvic thrusts in it,
and keep cutting it
to the board, and then they say no. What would they say? NC-17. Then you re-release it to them with 10, and they say R. Well, then you know that it's somewhere between 10 and 20.
So the answer is not necessarily. Anyway, back to the story. So Leisure Suit Larry, an old Leisure Suit Larry game, which was rated as an M in 1996, was left out of the package, which is weird to me. Why are they re-rating their games? If Leisure Suit Larry got an M in 1996, why would it get a different rating today?
He got an M in 96?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
I remember playing the original Leisure Suit Larry. That was a fun little game. You walked around, and basically the purpose was to pick up women.
Yes.
And score with them. At a conference in Germany this week, Factor 5...
I don't know how you do it. I've seen it before.
That's Julian Egbrecht, the director of Lair for PlayStation 3, gave voice to concerns simmering in the creative trenches of the industry. The review process is a charade, he said, according to Eurogamer. Quote, if you cannot have satire about these things, it's approaching the realm of McCarthyism, unquote. While acknowledging an uptick in the AO ratings, the ESRB insists its standards haven't changed, and that argues that game developers are inviting the rebukes. Quote, as the capabilities of the systems become more complex and the types of content in games becomes much more varied, you're going to find the creators of these games pushing the envelope in a variety of different ways, says the ESRB's president. Ms. Vance also emphasizes the ESRB never requires game makers to change their products. Whether a game makes it onto shelves is out of our control, says Vance. There are business decisions that are being made by retailers and console manufacturers. We assign ratings, and then the market determines what's acceptable. Unquote. Of course, as Wired puts it, the market can't vote on games that aren't allowed to be released in the first place. Sony spokesman David Carriker says the company simply doesn't want the PlayStation brand associated with adults-only content and is comfortable banning anything with an AO rating from its platform without further review. Quote, we want to offer age-appropriate entertainment for our consumers, but do not want to be associated with material that is gratuitously violent or pornographic. And I think that's sad. I mean, because the games on PlayStation are plenty gratuitously violent.
Absolutely. I played recently the God of War, the original, not the God of War 2 that's out now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! It almost it was gross. the amount of blood and gore that was in this. Now, clearly, it's war, and I don't think that war should be watered down for people. I think that people should know that war is violent and bloody and disgusting, and that it may, if you do these kind of things, that it may make you want to puke your guts up. But at the same time, I was just disgusted by a lot of the level of violence in it.
I mean, how much worse could Manhunt 2 be? Really? I mean, I've seen some violent games make it to these video game systems. So for this PlayStation representative to say, well, we don't want to be associated with material that's gratuitously violent, we'll take quite a bit of violence, but not gratuitous violence.
Whatever that is.
I don't know. The last time I saw an adults-only rating on a game was in the late 1990s, or mid to late 1990s, when the 3DO was out, which is an old system that the 3DO company made. Gamers are familiar. Not very many people are familiar with
it. I've heard the name.
It was one of the earlier CD-ROM format video game systems, and because of this new CD-ROM technology, they were able to put video files on the CD discs. Didn't look anything as good as the DVDs do today, but you know, it was an early technology. It was cool. And so apparently the 3DO company didn't have any qualms about the adults-only rating, so they allowed adults-only games on their system. And as a result, the games that came out were porn, porn discs. They weren't games, and they certainly weren't being sold to children. So what's the big deal? You could not walk into the video game store and buy an adults-only CD-ROM with, you know, from a Vivid Video. I mean, the porn manufacturers were putting out CD versions of their porn.
Hmm.
I couldn't go in there as a kid and buy it. I never would have even thought to try buying one of those games. I saw it on the shelf, and I sure did want to know what it was all about.
Sure.
But
in the same way the kids, little boys, look at the magazines on the top shelf at the magazine store and wonder what's in those.
I don't think that the fact that, you know, Blonde Bombshells Part 2 being available on the 3DO did anything to taint the rest of their game selection. I don't think that. Really? Are consumers that picky where they're going to reject a video game system because it has a few mature content titles? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Don't forget to go to dig.freetalklive.com and comment on some of our episodes. Dig the show and dig up some of your favorite comments. It's dig.freetalklive.com. Great way to help support Free Talk Live online. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI line. Few more thoughts from Wired Magazine on this Manhunt 2 situation. It's actually apparently this Manhunt 2 is just one game that's being affected by allegations that the ESRB, the Electronics or Entertainment Software Ratings Board, this so-called voluntary association, this industry association that rates all the video games that comes out, has been rating games a little bit more harshly than they used to. They're now giving out adults-only ratings a little more often than they used to in the past, and some game companies are crying foul because now it's making it so they're having to tone down their games in order to get them onto the mass-market video game systems like the PlayStation and the Nintendo. And according to Wired.com, even if Sony, remember, if a game gets an adults-only rating, Sony and Nintendo refuse to allow those games onto their system. They don't even look at the games.
They only their reputation.
Right. If Sony did allow decide to allow Rockstar to put the uncut version of Manhunt 2 on the PlayStation, which, by the way, this is another reason why, and I hope that Sony and Nintendo continue this sort of behavior, because it's another reason why PC gamers will see the best games, will see the most creative games, because there's no overseer for video games on your home computer.
Mm-hmm.
You can release whatever the hell you want to release onto the internet, and then
well, the cost
no
of the cost of playing on a PC is significantly higher than it is. Playing anyplace else. I can go pick up a PlayStation 2 for $150 now. I can pick up a PlayStation 3 for $600.
And also, chances are higher you're going to have problems with your PC because of hardware incompatibilities and that sort of thing, whereas the video game systems are designed to drop in the disk and run. There's no installing,
right.
None of that.
So you have to know something about a computer in order to be a gamer.
A little bit.
So, but you know that I couldn't build one of these things.
No way.
I couldn't put one together. And it's fun to just have a little handle there, you know, the little controller. It's so easy to use that thing as opposed to doing the up down cursor thing. I'm sure that they have.
You can have controllers.
I'm sure they do. But you know, I know have to know how to hook these things up, and I don't. I don't want to learn.
Anyway, I don't know if there's going to be an uncensored Manhunt 2 for the computer, but I imagine there will be. Also, so even if Sony or Nintendo decided to allow Rockstar to put their game on their systems, there'd be practically nowhere to sell it. Walmart, for one example, doesn't sell adults-only related games, even though for some reason it does sell the unrated version of the movie Saw 3. things that make you go, hmm. It's because of the medium of the video game. It's because the medium of the video game is so new that it gets evaluated more harshly, says Gerald Jones, the author of the book Killing Monsters, Why Children Need Fantasy Superheroes and Make-Believe Violence. Most new media tend to have a fair amount of violence and sensationalism in them, but the very shock value that makes this stuff catch your attention also shocks other people who see a social or psychological danger in it. Where this often leads, he says, is to proposals of legislation that are mostly symbolic. He says, this is an old tradition in politics, the belief that the culture has gone out of control and that the profiteers need to be reined in. The legislature will then try to nail down some cultural standards through the law. It was talk of such regulation that prompted the formation of the ESRB in the mid-1990s, in the days when even the most violent video games were still rendered with cartoonish or crude graphics, like Mortal Kombat. That was one of the bad, bad games back then. It was assumed that the difference between the mature and adults-only rating was that the latter was for interactive porn. Quote, at the time, the focus was to protect the rather young industry from becoming a depository for pornography, according to Sony's representative. The video game sex controversy exploded again, so to speak, after Rockstar's 2004 release of the blockbuster hit Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Hackers found a scene that the designers had removed from the final game, but hadn't actually deleted from the game's code, and published instructions on how the gamers could react. Activated. And we actually talked about this when it happened. In the scene, you can go into a house for some hot coffee with a female character, and then what ensues is a poorly pantomimed cartoon sex scene in which the two characters bump polygonal uglies with all of their clothes still on. Even though it was far less graphic than any given scene from American Pie, the ESRB changed the game's rating to adults only, which caused it to be recalled from the shelves. Senators Hillary Clinton and Joe Lieberman responded by introducing a bill in 2005 that would make it a federal crime to sell even mature rated games to minors. States got into the act as well, and according to GamePolitics.com, 20 different states have recently attempted some form of video game legislation, many of which have already been ruled unconstitutional. So that's a little bit of good news, but we all know the more the politicians keep pushing this legislation through, the more likely eventually some court's going to say, yes, this is constitutional. And pass it on through.
Right. They've said all kinds of crap that isn't constitutional is constitutional. Look, this is freedom of the press. You should be able to put out a game that has whatever you want on it. I don't care if it's an orgy. I don't care if it's depictions of people eating each other. I don't care what it is. Eating in the sense that devouring each other. I don't care what it is. Look, I'm not going to pay you money so that I can play your game because it makes me a little ill to watch. But I think you should be able to put that game out and let the market decide what they want to consume.
Financial analyst Michael Pachter of Wedbush Morgan Securities estimates Rockstar will have to sink another $1 million in development time just to clean up Manhunt 2. But he blames the company, which he says should have known better than to tempt the ESRB in the first place, saying the company should have recognized it was under the microscope and should have edited the content accordingly. Representatives from Take-Two, the Rockstar's parent company, declined to speak with Wired News for the story, but it was the company itself that went public with the AO rating before announcing it would retool the game to win an M. And Pachter says he thinks Rockstar should have stayed quiet. Quote, I recognize that Rockstar set out to create a horror genre classic, and the publicity could in some way help by driving awareness. However, the game we end up seeing will have the stigma of being the edited version, and someone buying it will not be able to see the original uncut version. I just think it's sad that freedom of speech is being stifled in this way. And I understand the government hasn't really gotten its hands into it officially, but can anybody really say this is truly the free marketplace in action? When you've got this looming government hanging over, passing all kinds of laws to the point where the gaming industry has had to organize itself to defend itself in the political realm? That there's even a GamePolitics.com, I think, says a lot about the situation that the game industry is in right now. And I think it's tragic.
Yeah, I see it. I just have an opinion on what the ESRB is doing. Since it's not government regulated, I think what the ESRB is doing is a bad idea. But it's not government regulated.
What the ESRB is doing, though, is it's being very careful because it doesn't want the government to step in. It knows that its existence is threatened by the government, that the government would love to come in and turn the ESRB into some government bureaucracy and then or create its own government bureaucracy and completely just eliminate the ESRB. And so they're sort of tippy-toeing around certain games
in order to try to make it look like they're being responsible.
Mm-hmm.
When the fact is, the only kinds of people that will buy a game like Manhunt 2 are the kinds of people that want to see blood spraying all over the place. They want to see heads being decapitated. They want to see gore.
One would assume that they would put a cover picture on there that would give you that idea. I don't see why they would try to sell a game to somebody who, for instance, they wouldn't try to trick you. Why would they want you to be unhappy with your product?
Let's go to the phones and talk to Anthony in Virginia. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Oh, hi there. Yeah. I was listening about the Manhunt 2.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I remember some years back there was a game called Thrill Kill for the PlayStation, which was actually 100 times less violent than the first Manhunt, and they totally banned that game and wiped it.
Did
right
they?
Off the face of the earth.
So Thrill Kill.
What's
so funny, Mark? What are you laughing at this man for?
Thrill Kill was it was more violent than what they've got going on now?
I think it was about 100 times less. A whole lot less violent.
I see. So you don't think the board has gotten more sensitive than you think that they're actually less sensitive than they ever were in the past?
Yeah, I think the level has gone up, but I don't think it's gone up enough to just to totally ban the game. I appreciate that.
You know, I don't know if your call was very funny, and I don't know if you intended it to be, sir. Are you all right?
Yeah. It's my sinuses and stuff. Around here we've been having rain off and on, so my...
Brings them all out.
Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate it. 802. You're so mean, Mark. Laughing at a man with sinus trouble.
I'm sorry.
Just an awful, awful person. I'm going to rate you adults only and ban you from this show. 800-259-9231. Just rude.
I couldn't
a
even.
Sick man.
I couldn't
gets
even
on the
ask a coherent question. I was babbling along like Miss South Carolina.
A sick man gets on the phones, and all you can do is laugh at him.
I'm sorry.
Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airways and bring up anything. Brian in Colorado is going to give us an update on his situation and talk about the cops breaking into his home. We'll get to that next. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Gasoline.